You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Kelly, Executive Director and CEO of Automation Alley, and this is Factory Reboot, a podcast dedicated to Industry 4.0. If you like what you hear, you can follow Factory Reboot on SoundCloud, iTunes, or at automationalley.com/factory reboot. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Automation Alley. So today I'm joined by Karen Wilton, Principal of RSM, to discuss how companies can transform their business using robotic process automation. This was the topic of today's Tech Takeover at Automation Alley. Welcome, Karen.
Well, happy to be here today, Tom.
So what is robotic process automation? I mean, it sounds almost scary to some people, and I'm sure it is, but not to an expert like you. And after you define what it is, what are some of the benefits associated with the technology and how businesses could use it?
So robotic process automation, or RPA, you'll hear me slip into that. It, you know, at its simplest form is software programming, but it's scripting. So I can equate it to Microsoft's Excel macros. It's a series of steps, let's say 15 things that you have to do on a lines of Excel. If you had to do those manually, by the 10th line, I know I would probably be messing those up and putting those 15 keystrokes out of order. What the macro does is allow you to systematically put them in the right order, highlight those 1,000 rows that you need to do it on, and run that script. That's what RPA is, robotics process automation. It's a software program that's a script that'll run over a process, and it runs consistently.
Awesome. Is this something that is done by the IT department, or is this something that's done in the business unit, and do they have control of it?
So, good question. And that's probably one of the benefits that we see in it. At the end of the day, it could be done by IT. But if you want to get things done more quickly, most organizations are putting it in the hands of the end users that that want to understand technology, that know the business processes very well, with the help of IT. I would not recommend you to exclude IT. They should be part and parcel of your team, of your center of excellence, so that they can, that you get going after the right data within your existing systems.
So what I'm hearing is that the business units, though, the sophistication of this robotic process automation has gotten to a point that someone who isn't an IT person can actually get control and automate their processes?
Correct.
That's
correct.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So what are some common ways that RPA is being used today? I mean, give me some examples.
So we see it across the board. So if you look at it, it's everywhere from the back office, finance and accounting, the order to cash cycle, the procure to pay, even record to report. We've seen it in HR, in onboarding and how they process things to better that talent experience. We've seen it in IT even. Think about individuals, network administrators that have to do certain kind of processing or review of capacity or performance. There are certain systems go so far, and then there's other things that they have to manually do. Well, that can be automated with a bot where exceptions get kicked out, and they are looking at exceptions. So that's where the human, I'll say, value added comes in, where they're looking at the exceptions. We also see it in supply chain. So it really runs the gamut of an organization where there's uses that can be applied.
So give me an example of some good capabilities that are available today that I should be thinking about if I'm listening to this podcast today. And maybe conversely, some ideas of where it's probably not a good thing to do in an organization.
Sure.
Good things, bad things.
So some of the good areas that we've seen organizations look at it. So as an example, HR. You hire someone, they've got to enter their same information, name, address, other information. Maybe there's 15 to 18 pieces of data that they need to enter for getting their payroll set up, their benefits set up, maybe getting access to the system. As an employee, talent experience, if I have to enter that 10, 15 times, it's a little bit monotonous, not so nice. But if you can create a form that collects all that information with bots behind it, mm-hmm. one that spins off the payroll, one that spins off the benefits or long-term care, whatever. Now you've got these bots that are going off and doing it consistently every time. And from a user perspective, I've just now saved my time because I'm only doing it once. The bots are controlling where it's going based on what I've signed up for. If I've only signed up for 7 of the options of 10 things I could, it's going to create those 7, not the 10. If you sign up for 8 and they're different, it does that. So that's a good piece because it's repeatable, it's consistent, and the process is something that's very standard. Areas that aren't so good, or at least maybe you wouldn't start mm-hmm. doing robotics process automation, are things where the process is very different. It's volatile. It may be different for a company that you work with, or maybe different based on the certain kind of data. Maybe it has a lot of technical requirements. Multi-language. It's not always in English. It might be in French or Spanish or German. Now you've got to look at a lot more capabilities, a lot more if-then-else logic. Doesn't mean it can't. Probably wouldn't start with that from a process to automate.
So how does someone get more information about what you're talking about if they're interested in this robotic process automation? Can they go to your website?
Our website has it. You can Google it if you're Gartner has a lot of articles. There's a lot of places that are out there, and Google is one of the best places that will start looking at different processes that have it. But our website as well, rsmus.com, has a lot on robotics process automation.
Excellent, excellent. Karen, thank you for joining me today. That was really informative, and I know it's something that I think people that aren't in IT don't feel that they can be empowered to go down this path. And I think you enlightening them that this is something you can make your job a lot easier. And as a unit, you can figure out what you need to do. So thank you for joining us. This was a great session. Thanks for listening, everybody. Automation Alley's Tech Takeover takes place Wednesdays here at our headquarters in Troy, Michigan. Visit us at automationalley.com to register for sessions like what we've just covered today on RPA, as well as other interesting topics, including cybersecurity, big data, 3D printing, virtual reality, IoT. You know the drill. We focus on it all. Again, if you like what you heard, subscribe to Factory Reboot on SoundCloud, iTunes, or at automationalley.com/factory reboot. See you next time.